The debate among the seven justices was prompted by the recently approved temporary rules for regulating where people with concealed carry permits can legally carry. Similar debates are underway in county courthouses across the state. At a meeting last week, the justices agreed to post the no weapons signs outside all Supreme Court and Court of Appeals offices, but not before Justice Annette Ziegler challenged Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson's desire for a blanket rule.
I know you want no guns ever under any circumstances, but that's not what the law says. So let's try to figure out how we can get something so we can at least move the ball forward, debate it, and maybe you win, maybe you lose, but at least we talk about it and figure out what it means.
All seven justices agree that the law itself is not clear and could lead to a patchwork of rules differing from county to county. But Chief Justice Abrahamson says county judges are trying to prevent that from happening.
So that you don't have one judge saying, and the other judge saying, go ahead. This is just a recipe for conflict.
The only former legislator on the bench, Justice David Prosser, suggested the court could urge the legislature to clarify the law. But Chief Justice Abrahamson says the court should wait until the law is challenged. She predicted a possible challenge if district attorneys and judges are allowed to carry guns in the courthouse, but defense attorneys are not. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.